Depending upon what is going on in your life right now, you might not feel that you have a lot to be thankful for. Maybe things aren't going your way. Maybe you have a lot to fear. Maybe there are things that you want that you aren't receiving. Maybe you've lost a lot. Thankfulness is a deeply healthy and pleasant emotion. Somebody who has far less going on for them, but experiences thankfulness in their life, versus somebody who has everything going on for them positively, but does not feel thankfulness in their life. Well, the one with thankfulness, I believe, will be more happy than the one who does not have it. We could all do with some more thankfulness right now, I believe. So let's talk today about two truths about God that will help us to be thankful in any circumstance. Those two truths are that God is merciful and God is gracious. God is merciful and God is gracious. Mercy and grace are two very similar concepts, and they're so similar that they're often used interchangeably. Mercy, though, is when someone deserves something bad, but they don't receive a bad thing. Grace is when someone doesn't deserve something good, but they do receive a good thing. For us as Christians, the two biggest examples of mercy and grace in our lives are these. Mercy is that we don't get punished for our sins. Grace is that we get to live in heaven forever with God. We do deserve to be punished for our sins, but we won't be. That is mercy. We don't deserve to get to go to heaven, but we will be there. That is grace. They are a bit like two sides to the same coin, and both of them help us to be more thankful and happy people when we focus upon them. Let's first talk about the mercy of God. Ephesians 2, verse 4 and 5 say this: "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved through faith." Another beautiful passage on the Lord's mercy is found in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Let's pray before we go any further. Dear God, our prayer is that you would reveal yourself to us through these devotional thoughts from your word and from A.W. Tozier's book, The Knowledge of the Holy, that we share. Lord, I pray that you would help us to see your infinite and magnificent mercy and grace. Oh, Lord, you are so merciful and gracious to us, and it gives us reason to be thankful. Thankful that we have not gotten the bad things that we deserve. Thankful for all the many, many, many gifts that you give us in this life. Lord, we love you, praise you, ask for your blessing upon your word in our lives today. Amen. Tozier has this to say about the mercy of God: "If we could remember that the divine mercy is not a temporary mood, but an attribute of God's eternal being, we would no longer fear that it will someday cease to be. Mercy never began to be, but from eternity was, so it will never cease to be. It will never be more, since it is itself infinite, And it will never be less because the infinite cannot suffer diminution. Nothing that has occurred or will occur in heaven or earth or hell can change the tender mercies of our God. Forever His mercy stands, a boundless, overwhelming immensity of divine pity and compassion. Here's the difference between the mercy of man and the mercy of God. Man is a temporary being and is subject to temporary moods. So the mercy of people is not ever completely sure and dependable. It can be as changeable just as people are. If someone's mood is bad, they could be less merciful because of the bad mood they're in. Depending on how strong someone is in mercy, their mercy might shift more or less by that mood. But all humans have their limits and they have their moods. But for God, mercy is not a mood. It is something that He is, and He has always been, and that He always will be. He doesn't wake up on the wrong side of the bed one day and have an unmerciful day because he woke up on the wrong side of the bed. A collection of aggravating circumstances don't compound upon God to the point where He says, "I simply don't have the energy to be merciful anymore." And so as we approach God as His children, we don't ever have to feel like His mercy toward us is gone or that His mercy is all used up. Just because we've had a bad day and don't feel like God is merciful to us today doesn't mean that God has had a bad day and isn't merciful to us today. He is forever and from eternity merciful. It's His unchanging character to be merciful. And God, in His infinite mercy, as the Bible says, He was willing to grant us mercy when we least deserved it. Even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, He was rich in mercy toward us. Before you trusted in Jesus as your Savior, when the account of your sins was very high, when you were at your lowest point, at that time, even when we were dead in our trespasses and sins, God was still merciful to us. And as Lamentations says, His mercies are new every morning. They never come to an end. So we can depend upon God's mercy forever. By these truths, that mercy is an attribute of God, an eternal one, that God's mercy never ends, and that God was merciful to us at our lowest point, we can rest forever in God's mercy. And any circumstance in our life that comes about that calls for the mercy of God. Maybe something we've done wrong and we fear the punishment that comes to us for it, but God does not bring that punishment. We can have opportunity to be thankful and praise God for that mercy He's given us. Mercy by itself is a wonderful thing, but even better than that is that we are also His object of grace. He's merciful to us, but God is also gracious to us. Same chapter in Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, talk about God's grace. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast." And then Acts chapter 20, verse 32 shares this. "And now I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you the inheritance among all those who are sanctified." Tozer says this about God's grace. "Grace is the good pleasure of God that inclines Him to bestow benefits upon the undeserving. It is a self-existent principle inherent in the divine nature and appears to us as a self-caused propensity to pity the wretched, spare the guilty, welcome the outcast, and bring into favor those who were before under just disapprobation. Its use to us sinful men is to save us and make us set together in heavenly places, to demonstrate to the ages the exceeding riches of God's kindness to us in Christ Jesus. We benefit eternally by God's being just what he is. Because he is what he is, he lifts up our heads out of the prison house, changes our prison garments for royal robes, and makes us to eat bread continually before him all the days of our lives. The grace of God is expressed toward us in every gift and benefit that God gives to us. Because God is our creator, we can only ever give back to him what he has given to us. Every good work that we do for him, we are only able to do because he's equipped us for that work. He's the one who gave us the mind, the spirit, the strength to do good. Every praise that we pour out to God, we do it with the lungs and the mouth that he has supplied us with and the oxygen that he gives us every day. Because we owe everything to God, and God needs no thing, there is nothing that we could ever do to earn God's favor. This means that there is not any good thing we have ever received that is not by the grace of God. Everything we have is a gift given by him. That's why when Job lost everything, he was still able to say to God, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Because he recognized it was all a gift to begin with. Thinking on God's mercy and grace helps to fill us with thankful hearts. As we realize the extent of hardship that we are spared from, we are thankful. As we look at our lives and realize every nice little thing that we have and every eternal blessing that God pours out in our lives and will grant us in time, that all of that is a gift of God, it helps us to be thankful. And in being thankful, we experience more joy and happiness and satisfaction in our lives. No matter the trial we might be going through, no matter if we're at a low point or a high point, mercy and grace are there, giving us reason to rejoice and be thankful in our good and loving and merciful and gracious God. Let's pray to him. Dear God, we are blessed that you are merciful and gracious. Oh Lord, thank you for not giving us what we deserve, because what we deserve would be terrible. We know, Lord, from your word that we deserve condemnation and we deserve eternal separation from you. But you, Lord, have not given this to us. Lord, we deserve to be the ones to be mocked on a cross like your son was. But Lord, that's not how it is. God, thank you for your grace. Oh, you haven't just not given us what we deserve, but you've gone over and above and given us things that are wonderful that we don't earn. You've given us gifts of love, gifts of joy. Lord, thank you for our families. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for our church. Thank you for our relationships. Thank you for this country that we live in. God, we do continue to lift up our country at this time as they face this spread of the coronavirus. And Lord, we ask that you would help to protect us and keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.